It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
About the time Valentine bouquets begin to droop, you can begin to look for some blooming signs of spring in your local garden centers. Viola wittrockiana, or Viola tricolor hortensis, are some of the earliest harbingers of the new season, often lining growers' shelves and benches in late February or early March in our broadcast area. Their glorious blue, white, yellow, or orange flowers, many with black faces and a yellow eye, give the heave-ho to winter doldrums. If you haven't guessed already, I'm talking about the shy pansy that can be bought by the six-pack and carted home for outdoor planting as soon as the ground thaws. Pansies like cool and crispy weather, and that's why they're a familiar sight in spring and fall, and why they take a breathing spell in the hottest summer months. They also do well in partial full shade, producing more brilliant and longer-lasting color in heavier shaded areas than in sunnier climes. Though not considered a flower grown for fragrance, certain pansies do have a sweet scent. If you're wanting fragrance from your pansies, try planting more of the yellow and blue varieties. Pansies can be planted outdoors 4 to 6 weeks before your last frost date, and I've often seen my pansies smiling through a light snowfall. If you're just dying for green and color during the last grips of winter, why not start your pansies in a blooming bowl indoors to be later transferred outside? Just be sure you place them in bright indoor light, but not direct sun. And beware of furnace vents. Best to find a temporary home in a cool, draft-free location. Don't be afraid to stuff the container to bursting with blooms, because they won't be there for long, so crowding in this sense is okay. When you transplant to outdoor beds, think about spacing 4 to 6 inches apart for a nice full bed of blooms. Pansies don't like wet feet, so let the soil dry a bit between waterings, and pinching back spent blooms will keep them producing as long as the weather allows. If you plant them this spring, they should serve you well again in the fall, once the weather begins to cool. I have books that list Viola as both annual and biennial, and I have had some pansies rebloom the next year, so don't be too quick to tear them out and clear the beds. Who knows, perhaps you'll receive some added gifts when you need them the most. Tiny violas, commonly called Johnny Jump-Ups, are becoming quite popular in container gardens, and they are certainly prolific if planted in a shady bed and left to go to seed. You'll have Johnnies jumping up for years to come once you get the cycle started. And you can get quite ruthless with tearing out the old stalky growth, knowing the seeds will sprout in the future. Pansies find their popular name from the French word for thought, pensée. Supposedly, you can pick a pansy bloom and listen closely for the thoughts of your lover shared before a word is spoken. Perhaps its appearance so close in proximity to Valentine's Day has helped this legend along. I must admit I haven't tried it, but then I can never seem to hear the ocean when I hold a seashell to my ear, so I don't hold out much hope. For now, I'll be perfectly content without the audio accompaniment, as long as I can feast my eyes on a bowl of blooms that says springtime without uttering a word.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.